Hello.
Hi, is this Robin?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Robin. It's Soraya, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. I'm going to put you on speakerphone so I could do this computer too.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so if you just go to www.ondeck.com/checkout.
Okay, easy online application, is it?
Yep, it should say, let's see, it should be, have a spot for you to create a kind of, it says sign in, and then you should be able to enter like the business tax ID, zip code.
Okay, now, you know what, okay, so the first thing that comes up is OnDeck introduces OnDeck Express. Is that, that's not you, huh?
It should say, if you go to OnDeck, .com/checkout, it should take you to a page that says sign in by verifying your information.
Yeah, I mean, let me see.
Try, yeah, maybe just try typing it again. It's www.ondeck.com, and then it's like a /checkout.
A forward slash, that's why. I
okay.
That. Okay, that's what's wrong.
It's like mine's under my question mark, if that helps.
That, no, that's a regular splash, isn't it?
I don't know. I always, we're always call that one forward, but could be wrong.
Okay, let me try the other one. There's
okay.
A forward splash. Okay. I'm going to check out. Let me try that.
Okay.
Okay. That is not taking me to a page.
Okay, let me, you know, I'm going to do, I can email you quickly a link.
Yeah, what comes up is the OnDeck Capital Small Business, that's the home page. Do you want me to click on that?
No, it should just take you right to the checkout. What's your what's your email address? Is it the docrob58@hotmail?
Yes.
Okay, real quick right now, I'm just emailing you a link.
Okay, that'll work. I wanted to ask you too. Can I would prefer that everything went through the credit card account. Will that, is that okay? Or because there's less transactions there and it's easier for me to keep things straight. Because all I do is I have credit cards put in there and then I write checks against, you know, or transfer the money out of there to different places. Whereas the other bill, the other account, I write checks against all the time. So, I mean, if I have to, I have to, but I'd rather put it in an account that there's not a whole lot going on.
I see. I know it's, what they do is they take the payments and deposit the money into whatever bank account we submitted that they analyzed to give us the approval.
So, so I gave you both accounts.
Okay.
One was my account that I pay bills with, and the other one was I had a separate account set up just so credit cards could go in there. Because
I
that's
see.
It's easier for me than mixing stuff all up over the place, you know. I'm easily confused, is what I'm saying, you know.
I understand. Let's, you know, if once we get in, it should kind of either, if both accounts are in there, it should give us the option. If it's
not
the right account, then, here, let me see if I have the information. It looks like the information they approved was the Nevada Bank and Trust account ending in 7365.
Yeah, that's my business account.
Okay.
I just, I mean, if I have to, I have to, but it's just the other one is so much easier.
I see.
Can I change it to the other account once it's all set up?
It's more likely that I know that in order to fund and stuff, they'd have to use this account because that's what was approved. But I think after we fund it, we can ask them if we can switch it. That's, I've known people from my past. Yeah.
You know, it's okay. It's just that there's a lot of junk going in and out of that. Okay, so I went to that link and I got here. Now, my question is my business tax ID. My problem is I have so many tax IDs. Do you know that one?
Yep, I have one that they said that they sent me that they said that they have. So it's 9433-20281.
Okay. Because every time I pick the wrong one.
I was glad that they sent it to me because it makes it easier to make sure we get in the right account.
My employer ID, I have my Nevada State ID. I mean, there's just...
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm filling all these in now, and my date of birth is...
Yeah. And then I kind of have a guide of where you should be on pages. So just let me know, like, when you get to a different page so that I can kind of walk you through.
Okay, I just tried to sign in. My account has been temporarily locked out by too many failed attempts.
Oh,
I never tried.
Okay. You know what? That's not good. Let me call them real quick, and then they can just quickly reset the link because
okay.
That was our first time trying to sign in. So it says you're locked out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me.
I think it was because I was trying to go directly to the page, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Let me get the number. This is the best number to reach you back on?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just write it down real fast. 775-296.
I can hold on if you just want to go to the. You can call me back or I can hold on. This is my cell phone. So
okay. I'm going to call you right back just so I can, I think it'd be faster if I call her than email her and ask her to reset the link. So I'm going to call her real fast and then I'll call you right back.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.